2 years ago, we started the night crawlers. The first 5 check-ins ever on the night crawlers, the very first 5. KD9EID, Laura. KD9EOL, Brian. And 9PLG, Mike. KC9UJY, Bob. And KB9DSQ, Steve. That was it that first night. This net was conceived by KD9EOL, Brian. He came up with the idea of doing a net down here, the silent keys of the 220 MHz Guys Amateur Radio Club, whom we are doing this net in memory of. And those hams are WB9WIP, George. KA9KBU, Joe. WV9MJS, Mitch. KD9CCG, David. N9JYX, Bob. KD9ERC, Tyrone. N9HSH, Jim. KB9THM, Jim. KB9KRT, Patrick. And KC9MJL, Cheryl. My name is John Juliet Oscar, Hotel November. My call is KD9BYW. I'll be your guide to the other side as we start the night crawlers. We're not going to have any scheduled pauses for emergency traffic, but we will yield the air to any breaking emergency. But before we start this, let's have a moment of silence to honor the silent keys. First check-in is WB9HWE. Dave, I know you're sleeping. Thanks for checking in, buddy. Anybody that wishes to check into the night crawlers on this first go-around, please come now.
N9PLG, Mike and Cicero.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Alpha 9, Echo Romeo Sierra. Dawn in Brookfield.
Delta 9, Alpha Delta Sierra.
And 9HMO, Tim Lakeview.
B9DSQ, Steve at Broadview. Good morning, Nightcrawlers.
Echo Delta 9, Echo India Delta.
These check-ins, WB9HWE Dave, N9PLG Mike, KC9RP Hap, KE9ERS Dawn, KD9ADS Bill, N9HMO Tim, KC9ESY Kathy, KB9DSQ Steve, KD9HEF Matt, and KD9EID Laura. If I have not read your call sign, let's get some more check-ins. You know what? Let's have a pause to get Echo Link stations in. RF stations, please stand by. Echo Link stations only, please.
THK, Zion, Illinois.
Back in there, KA9THK. Okay, any other RF stations on this go-around, please come now.
W9JGH.
Okay, picked up KA9JVC. A call rings a bell. I forgot the name. What's the name again on the JVC? As well, KC9AZJ. KA9JVC. Didn't get your name. Let's start with this bunch. WB9HWE is a relay. N9PLG, Mike, how you doing? Thanks for checking in.
Good evening. How you doing, everybody? Well, my day's been pretty good. A quiet day, which is never really a bad thing. Wanted to say thank you, John, for all of the work you've put into this, and more importantly, for why you did it. And you really have put a lot into it. Some of us have taken our turns, but not like you've done. Thank you. With that, back to Net Control.
Mike, I appreciate that, and thanks for checking in. Folks, if you haven't checked in a while, Mike is our Wednesday Net Controller on the Nightcrawlers here. Does a hell of a job. KC9RP, Hap. Hap, how you doing? Thanks for checking in. How are you?
On the net this morning. Yeah, I'm not usually up at this time of the morning because I'm usually dead asleep in bed. But I did want to make the point of staying up to see this 2-year anniversary of this net and say congratulations on coming this far, and hopefully it'll go a heck of a lot longer. This is K9ERS, back to Net Control.
Yeah, well, I tell you, like I said, it means a lot. I know you're never usually up this late. And, yeah, I didn't think, you know, we were all hoping it was going to go at least to a year. And then look where we are now. To my calculations, I didn't sit down and figure it out. But we're somewhere around 710, somewhere between 710 and 720 nets. So not too bad, not too bad. We haven't missed a lot of nights, which is kind of a good thing. But, you know, the radio spirits are with us tonight, as it has been pointed out that the noise floor has dropped considerably. It was a little bit rough last night, but, hey, you know, that's why we're amateurs. KD9ADS, Bill. Bill, how you doing? What's going on? How's Matt?
We're doing a... I don't know if you can hear me, but I want to wait for a space up here. See if you can hear me in a good spot or say that. I'll do it real slow. She's doing fine. I'm doing okay. I'm out here watching the beautiful Lake Michigan on the 7th floor up here.
I saw the radar was looking, it was kind of around Evanston, I guess. Don't know if we'll get that. Speaking of Evanston, did Andy check it? Andy, you didn't check in. I don't think you did. I don't got you written down here. We'll get you in there after we go through the list here. Stand by, please. Anyway, Bill, we got all of that. N9HMO, Tim, but before you go, before you key up there, KD9BYW for WM9W Chicago, you're listening to the Nightcrawlers 2-year anniversary. N9HMO, Tim, how you doing tonight? Thanks for checking in and being part of this.
Good evening, everybody. Rare for me to be awake, but it is Saturday night, Sunday morning. But did want to check in and congratulate everybody for a 2-year run on this. It is not only unique for 220, but I believe quite unique, period, to be a late night, every night type net, which really makes it special. So, again, congratulations to everybody, and I'll probably see you tomorrow on the 220 at 220 in 9HMO.
Business. It's pretty nice net, I'll tell you. So's the on 220 at 220. Of course, it doesn't hold a candle on this one, but just kidding there, Steve. KC9ESY Kathy. There we go. KC9ESY Kathy. Great seeing you at the breakfast. How you doing tonight?
Doing great. Had a great day. And I am really grateful that I found this net with great group of people. I remember when you guys did the first year anniversary, and I was hoping it was going to continue on at 2 and 3 and 4. Congratulations to all the net controllers.
Probably should mention them. I am net control on Fridays, Saturdays, and Tuesdays. I do run the rain report on Wednesdays. And Joe is your net controller on Monday and Thursdays here on WM9W Chicago. You know, the one thing I didn't set up here for, take a little pause here between talking and the check-ins. The obligatory announcements. 220 Megahertz Guys Amateur Radio Club's got a meat and greet breakfast every Saturday at P.J. Clem's Restaurant at 8000 West Ogden in Lyons. Breakfast starts about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, goes to the early afternoon at least. And on the first, third, and fifth Saturdays, there's ham radio exams, also known as VE testing. That stands for Volunteer Examiner, which means that all those that are involved in the administration of ham radio exams are volunteers. To take the test, you need $15 and a photo ID. To pass the test, you need the correct number of answers. If you're upgrading your license, you need to submit a copy of your current amateur radio license to the VE team. That's P.J. Clem's Restaurant at 8000 West Ogden in Lyons, Illinois. Intersection U.S. Route 34 and Joliet Avenue, right next to the historic Hoffman Tower. Then we got Steve, KB9DSQ, who does Steve's Corny Cornball Corner. Steve, thanks for checking in. Along with you, Mike, Brian, Bob, and Laura. I think that's, oh, yeah, you know, I forgot to mention Tom, KA9ZXN. I was talking about the first check-ins ever, but you were one of them there, Steve. I forgot about Sundays. Man, how the hell did I forget to mention Tom? New addition to the Nightcrawler family. So you can hear Tom tomorrow, or Sunday night, KA9ZXN from Evergreen Park. Steve, KB9DSQ, how you doing, and what's up?
Morning, sir. I'm doing fine. And it's a privilege and an honor to be a part of this 2-year celebration for the Nightcrawlers. Oh, man, I'm loving it. It's a great accomplishment. And to you, I give a tip of the hat and a clink of the wine glasses, sir. Yes, indeedy. Well, it was a rather uneventful day today. Didn't do much of anything, really. Just hung around the house and took care of stuff around here. You know, nothing earth-shattering. But looking forward to the rest of this show. And we're going to have an extended version of the Corny Cornball Corner. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Net Control, KB9DSQ.
For that Corny Cornball Corner. Oh, man. You got a
understand too, because that old one's got to be kind of ratty after all those trips to the corner. Let's see, where are we at? KD9HCF, Matt. How you doing? Thanks for checking in. What's up?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm kind of through the book for my general exam, and I got this goal that I want to get my extra before I even ever touch an HF rig. So I might go right on to that, and that'll be that. I think it'll be a very good gesture of intimidation as people look at my ULS record and see that I've got that extra. I'm just kidding.
I like it, though. Yeah, you know, I tell you, HF, highly overrated. Let me tell you. My email address, well, you already know that. Anyway. before we go to Laura, let's see, do we have any more check-ins waiting to check into the net? Last one I got was KC9AZJ. So, check-ins, please come up.
KDPP, Jonathan South Loop.
KD9 Echo Victor Charlie, Orlando and Berwyn.
AE0SRH, Nate from Minnesota.
Anybody on Echo Link? Echo Link only, please. Nate, try it again. Sorry about that.
No problem. KE0SRH, Nate from Minnesota. Over.
Kilo Echo Zero, Foxtrot Romeo Hotel, QSL.
Transmitting via Echo Link from Minnesota, and it's going to be Sierra Romeo Hotel, not Foxtrot Romeo Hotel. Over.
Sierra Romeo Hotel. Gotcha. Very good. And you're Nate from Minnesota. Checked into the preservation net. Very good. We'll get down to you shortly. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else on Echo Link? Is AB90W out there? Andy, are you out there? There you go. I was just talking to him. AB90W, net control's calling. I've already checked in, but I don't have him written down here. He didn't answer. I'll let you go back again. Okay, Laura, KD9EID, how you doing? Thanks for checking in. Great seeing you at the breakfast.
Thank you very much. It was good seeing you, too. Just glad to be here with for the 2 year. It's been a very long road getting here.
Laura, great job.
I still remember those very early nights when we were starting this, when we were doing this 7 nights a week.
Oh, that was a hoot.
Yeah, you were running this all by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good to be part of a very large, wonderful crew of people listening, working the net, and a wonderful family. So I appreciate everybody here tonight. Back to Nat.
Two. I really do. KA9THK, Rick? How you doing?
John and everyone else. I learned a little bit tonight. I thought every time I've checked in, you were net control. I thought you were handling this, and I know it's a lot of work, but now I know you have a schedule here, and it just so happens that I'm not a late-night person, and it's a little past my bedtime. The only time I really get on this usually is on a weekend night, if at all. But actually, I set my alarm tonight so I could be part of this. I was reminded by a coworker of mine that this was going to be happening, the two-year anniversary, and I didn't want to miss out to that. So congratulations on the 2 years, and thanks to all the net controllers that spend their late night evenings running the show, and everyone that's checking in. This is KA9THK. Back to net control.
Thanks, Rick. Thank you very much for that. And it means a lot, particularly you guys that are not normally up at this time to take the time to check in. Now, the next station, I don't know if I got it right. KA9JVC. I got Kilo Alpha 9, Juliet Victor Charlie. Are you on the air?
Kilo Delta 9er, Echo Victor Charlie.
Is that you right after Rick that checked in that I murdered the call sign?
Yep.
I mean, I'll screw it up here. I got one more check and then we really got. Darn it. Hey, you know, we'll make it work. Orlando, how you doing? Thanks for checking in. What's up? Congratulations, General.
Just wanted to check in and say congratulations on the 2 year mark. I always like listening to you guys talk at night, even though sometimes I don't respond because I fell asleep. But it's good to know that you guys are there. Good seeing you guys today.
Good seeing you too. And once again, that was Kilo Delta 9, Echo Victor Charlie Slant Alpha Golf. Once again, congratulations. W9JGH, Jim Brookfield, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, good evening there, John. And couldn't miss your 2 year anniversary show. Good seeing everybody at the breakfast this morning. Didn't make it out there to the woods, but that's okay. Can't make it every time. Had to go do some shopping, and I'll bet I was in a little bit more of a jungle than the rest of you were if you've ever tried shopping at Costco on a Saturday. Not a whole heck of a lot to report, but want to say thank you, John, for what you do for the hobby and what you do for the net here, and just want to say thank you for taking that moment of silence for all the silent keys out there. This is W9JGH. Back over to net control.
No problem at all there, Jim. We really enjoyed doing it. I really don't know what I get to the hobby, though. I mean, you talk to some guys, it's all HF. I think HF is all smoke and mirrors. You know how that goes. But, nah, seriously, though. We did get out to the woods today and made some contacts. Somebody's doing that FTH stuff, and then there was some phone. And I sat around and talked. That was kind of cool. Hey, thanks for checking in. We definitely appreciate that. KC9AZJ. Tom, how you doing?
Well, Mr. Net Control, I'm ready to go back and watch my Star Trek movie. Actually, it's the series. Year 1 through 7. I haven't counted all of this, but I started one earlier this morning in the a.m. part, about 7 o'clock, and I can't quite finish that particular section up. I'd like to finish that one before I go to anything. And then I have to make sure everything's all locked up here at the house before I close my eyelids. Eyelids to see if there's anything important, but I am looking forward to coming around on Thursday. I'm empty. again with John 6:30 to 7 o'clock. And then 2-5 usually runs like 6:30 to 8. It's the internet that QSL's going to, so you might want to extend it longer than normal. I believe it's 7 to 8. They get the QRP guys in like me from 6:30 to 7. So, let's see. Catch you Thursday night on the upper side band of 144.220. 2 meter side band. Okay. Hopefully everything goes right. Bob and I don't take off on a little trip. That's the warmer months. Come to the district. Just stick around and play radio while we're traveling by radio. That's why you have to be able to turn breakfast. Okie doke. That's the end of my say. 73, everybody. Nanu, Nanu. KC90s and J. Bit. Net control.
Stay safe. It means a lot you checked in tonight. Tell Bob we said, hey, Pat Kelly on the head for us, sir. Laura?
Hey, Tom. Nice hearing you out here tonight. 73 and Nanu, Nanu.
And KC-93. Clear. And QRT. Have a great night.
Roger that. KD9BYW for WM9W Chicago. Let's go down to KD9JPP Jonathan from South Loop. How you doing, Jen?
I'm good. Just getting in. Went to a family gathering. Happy anniversary. That is a wonderful milestone to accomplish. Doing good. Still tasting the Bolivar, John. I don't know if you ever had a Cuban Bolivar. Very good cigar. Back to you, Net Control. KD9JPP, Jonathan, South Loop, Chicago.
Can't say that I have. But you know what? You started yesterday with nothing but cakes. We made it in there. I think we got five of the little ones. And I had probably about 2-3 pounds of samples while I was there. So thank you for that. Boy, those are amazing.
I've overdosed one or two times. I was in recovery from nothing but cakes until they came to my place of employment and set up shop. Two tables, every flavor of those mini ones. Even had into where if you bought four, you get a mini free nothing but cakes cooler carrier to stack your four mini bun cakes in. And of course, I purchased two red velvets and two pecan praline. Back to you, Net Control.
That ain't hard to do there. Oh, I gotta look for that carrier. That'd be kind of cool. Boy, nothing says, yeah, that's the thing you want to take in as you're going to see your endocrinologist for diabetes. I love it. All right, very good. KE0SRH Sierra Romeo Hotel. Nate from Minnesota. Nate, how you doing? Thanks for checking in.
I am doing great, and you know, I was just playing around with Echo Link tonight, and I just happened to stumble upon the net session that happened earlier tonight, and I heard about this 2-year anniversary, and that's quite a milestone. So congratulations on keeping this going every night at midnight. It's quite an accomplishment. It must have been a lot of work, and I can't imagine staying up that late for so many nights in a row. It's just a wonderful accomplishment. This is KE0SRH. Back to Net Control. Over.
No, I appreciate that. And it does feel good that we were out here. And it's great to know that we can do this on this repeater. Steve is our net coordinator, and he gave the approval for this net. And it's been a lot of fun doing it. You know, there's Oh, we had through it, you know, dealt with some technical issues from time to time, like anybody else does.
Meaning we went batty.
You know, yeah, but, you know, it all worked, and when we called for help, everybody came together, so that was kind of cool. At this point in time, let's see if we have any more check-ins for the net, RF, or Echolink. So I'll give a little pause there. And then we're going to start Laura with her stuff, Steve, Corny Cornball Corner. And so check-ins, please come now.
This is KD9EF, I'm AGF. I'm going to check out for a while I do my laundry. I'll check back in when I'm back.
There, I thought we were getting another check-in. Roger, roger on that one, Matt. Or as any 9A would say, roger that. We'll see you at the rinse. All right. To hell with the announcements. Let's start get over to Laura and her stuff, and then you got the Corny Cornball Corner coming right after that. Laura, 2 years now, I've been, well, not, you've been doing your stuff for 2 years, but hey, do you got any stuff for us tonight? A little chunk of history. KD9EID, go.
So, this is KD9EID. I do have stuff. And it's time for my stuff. It's September 2nd, 2018. How long have I been doing this now? Tonight's quote, yeah, 17 years, feels like it. Tonight's quote is by J.R.R. Tolkien. All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither. Deep roots are not reached by the frost. From the ashes a fire shall be woken. A light from the shadows shall spring. Renewed shall be blade that was broken. The crownless again shall be king.
Nice.
Oh, I like that. Historic.
Is that Tolkien?
I just said it was. Yes, thank you. Historic events that happened on this day. In 1789, the third presidential cabinet department, the U.S. Treasury, was established by Congress. The history of the Department of the Treasury began in the turmoil of the American Revolution, when the Continental Congress at Philadelphia deliberated the crucial issue of financing a war of independence against Great Britain. The delegates resolved to issue paper money in the form of bills of credit, promising redemption in coin on faith in the revolutionary cause. On June 22, 1775, only a few days after the Battle of Bunker Hill, Congress issued $2 million in bills. On July 25th, 28 citizens of Philadelphia were employed by Congress to sign and number the currency. The Congress stipulated that each of the colonies contribute to the Continental Government's funds. Alexander Hamilton was the first Secretary of the Treasury.
Great guy.
Ew. Thank you. 1901, Vice President of the United States Theodore Roosevelt uttered the famous phrase, "Speak softly and carry a big stick," at the Minnesota State Fair. The hour-long speech titled National Duties was apparently well-received by the 10,000 people in attendance. Theodore Roosevelt may have spoken too softly at the Minnesota State Fair when he first delivered publicly the line that would come to define his foreign policy as President of the United States. Its significance seems to have been lost on the local press. He quotes, "A good many of you are probably acquainted with the old proverb, speak softly and carry a big stick. You will go far," Roosevelt said in a speech at the grandstand on September 2, 1901. "If a man continually blusters, if he lacks civility, a big stick will not save him from trouble, and neither will speaking softly avail if back of the softness there does not lie strength and power."
There you go.
1902, A Trip to the Moon, the first sci-fi film, was released. This was a French black-and-white silent sci-fi film. In French, Le Voyage dans la Lune would be literally translated into English as Trip Inside the Moon. It is loosely based on two popular novels of the time, From the Earth to the Moon by Jules Verne and The First Men in the Moon by H.G. Wells. The film was written and directed by George Melies. The film ran about 14 minutes. A Trip to the Moon was the first science fiction film and utilized innovative animation and special effects, including the iconic shot of the rocket ship landing in the moon's eye, or eyeball, if you want to look at it that way. 1910, Alice Stebbins Wells was admitted to the Los Angeles Police Force as the first woman police officer to receive an appointment based on a civil service exam. Previously, a minister in Kansas, Wells, joined the Los Angeles Police Department after petitioning the mayor, police commissioner, and the Los Angeles City Council in order to better aid other women and children who were victims of crime. Wells went on to become the founder and first president of the International Association of Police Women and traveled America and Canada to promote female officers. Having been sworn in during September of 1910, Wells eventually retired in 1940. 1912, Arthur Rose Eldred was awarded the very first Eagle Scout Award of the Boy Scouts of America. This performance-based award goes only to about 4% of all Boy Scouts.
Wow.
1945, it's VJ Day, marking the formal surrender of Japan aboard the USS Missouri and the end of World War II. Victory over Japan Day is the day on which the Empire of Japan surrendered in World War II, in effect ending the war. The term has been applied to both of the days on which the initial announcement of Japan's surrender was made, to the afternoon of August 15, 1945 in Japan, and because of time zone differences, to August 14, 1945, as well as to September 2, 1945, when the signing of the surrender document occurred, officially ending World War II. 1962, Ken Hubbs of the Chicago Cubs set a Major League Baseball fielding record. He played errorless for his 74th consecutive game. Let me reset. Continuing 1969, NBC canceled Star Trek. Boo!
Whoa.
The show debuted on September 8, 1966. The original Star Trek aired its final episode after running for only 3 years, but the show never placed better than number 52 in the ratings. But it did become a cult classic, spawning movies, other series, comic books, stories, collectibles, etc., etc., based on the original classic show. Also, 1969, the first ATM, which dispensed cash, was installed in America. America's first automatic teller machine made its public debut, dispensing cash to customers at Chemical Bank in Rockville Center, New York. Several inventors worked on early versions of the cash dispensing machine, but Don Wetzel, an executive at DocuTel, a Dallas company that developed automated baggage handling equipment, was generally credited as coming up with the idea for the modern ATM. The ATM that debuted in New York in 1969 was only able to give out cash, but in 1971, an ATM that could handle multiple functions, including providing customers' account balances, was introduced.
Wow.
1972, Rod Stewart hit the charts with his number one hit, You Wear It Well. Stewart is one of the best-selling music artists of all time, having sold over 100 million records worldwide. With his distinctive hair and raspy singing voice, Stewart came into prominence in the late 60s and early 70s with the Jeff Beck group, and then with Faces. In 2008, Billboard magazine ranked him the 17th most successful artist on the Billboard Hot 100 All-Time Top Artists. Also a solo artist, Stewart was inducted into the U.S. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994, the U.K. Music Hall of Fame in 2006, and was inducted a second time into the U.S. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012 as a member of Faces, and was knighted in 2016 for services to music and charity. How's that for wearing it well? And finally, if my body was a car, I'd trade it in for a newer model, because every time I cough or sneeze, my radiator leaks and my exhaust backfires. I mean, what's next? Do I call the car X-Man? And on that note, that's all she wrote for September 2nd, 2018. This is KD9 EID for WM9W. Back to the control.
Fine job there, as always. You got more stuff for us, I'm sure, right? All righty. Steve, are you ready to take a walk through that corner? KB9 DSQ, we're calling you.
I'm way ahead of you. Since I have a big load of material here, I already walked out here to the corner. And yes, I do have a new milk crate. The other one's getting kind of rusty. The rain and then the sun and oxidation and stuff. So I got a new one that's got a plastic coating on it. So it's kind of sturdy, too. All right. Well, put on those girdles, ladies and gentlemen.
corner, and we got some real doozers tonight, so we don't want you to be laughing your guts out, so tighten those girdles up. All right, first off, we had a couple of materials that were contributed to us from our very own WG9J, Jim. So we'll put his out there first. Jim says that in my life, I've cut down 173 trees. I know this because each time, I keep a log. cut down trees, keep a log, get it? Yeah, I thought that was kind of good. Okay. Then Jim also says, I like to hit people on the knee to test their reflexes. I don't know why, but I get a kick out of it.
I bet he does.
All right, we're going to thank Jim, WG9J, for sending in those two. And now we're going to go forward here. Let's see here. Is it after midnight? Yes, after midnight. Okay, so the kids are in bed. Very good. What do a nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy have in common? Give up? A wet nose?
Okay, so let's see here.
Barnes & Noble there the other day, and asked the lady at the counter for a book about turtles. And she looked up and she said, hardback? And I looked at her like, duh, yeah. Hardback, small head, 4 feet, yeah, you know, turtles. What the heck? Good grief. Okay, moving right along here. It was so hot in Arizona today. How hot was it, you say? It was so hot, the cows were giving evaporated milk and the trees were whistling for dogs.
and they're bragging about their sexual prowess. Guy number one says, you know what? When I get it on with my wife, I use a feather. Boy, oh boy, you should hear her scream. Woo! Man number two says, oh, I can top that. When I'm getting it on with my wife, I use marbles. Man, oh man, you should hear her scream. Number three says, oh, you guys are losers. I don't have to use any of those help aids. I simply hop on board, bam, boom, bop, and when I'm done, I walk over into the living room and wipe myself clean on the curtains. Boy, you should hear her scream. Absolutely. Oh, man, oh, man. Okay, here's a cute one. I thought it was cute anyway. So this extremely unattractive lady, she rode the bus home one night. There was a terrible accident. She wakes up in the hospital. She hears the doctor say, oh, she's not going to make it. Soon after that, she sees a light. God appears and says, oh, I'm not ready for you yet. So he gives her 20 more years to live. So she also gets a huge settlement from the bus company. And with that money, she goes and gets plastic surgery, gets a body sculpture, breast job, butt job, brand new hairdo, and she went and bought her a brand new Ferrari. So now she's driving down the street in this brand new Ferrari, and there's another terrible accident, and she gets killed. So she's laying there, you know, and she sees this light again. And so God comes over, and she said, hey, what happened? I thought you gave me 20 more years to go. God looks at her and says, oh, damn, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you.
Comes back in 2 weeks and says, Doc, you won't believe it. It's wonderful. Doc
I hopped on her, and we did it three times right there on the table there. Doctor said, wow, that's great. I said, well, no, not exactly. We're not welcome at IHOP anymore. And there you have it, the extended version of the corny cornball corner on the Whiskey Mike 9 Whiskey Repeater, the Nightcrawler's two-year anniversary. Back to net control.
Steve, we thank you for that. That was outstanding. As always, this was a lot more of it. Man, that was great. That was great. You know, a tip of the hat and a clink of a wine glass to you, sir. Steve also is a relief net controller on the Nightcrawlers. In addition to being your regular net controller on the Preservation Net and beyond 220 and 220. Speaking of nets, here we go. 220 Megahertz Guys Amateur Radio Club has got the original Preservation Net that happens every Saturday at 9 p.m. local time, 2100 hours for those of you to observe their correct 24-hour clock. That net is to promote and encourage activity on the 220 megahertz amateur radio band. Features the current rain report. That's the Radio Amateur Information Network report by our very own Hap Holly, KC9RP. On Sundays, we got on 220 at 220, usually hosted by KB9DSQ. And that's a wild card net. You never know who's checking in, never know what the topic is going to be. It's a great net. I like it, and you will too. Last and least, you got your night crawlers. You're out here every night of the week starting around midnight. This net is dedicated to the Silent Keys of the 220 Megahertz Guys Amateur Radio Club. Every Wednesday, we do a rain report from the archives. You can check out the rain report webpage at therainreport.com. Check out our webpage at wm9w.org. And our email address is membership at wm9w.org. And our postal address is P.O. Box 388148, Chicago 60638. Also be advised that the WM9W is also on Echolink hosting the, retransmitting the N9JBW 2-meter sideband net. That's every Thursday at 7 p.m. The frequency, if you want to get in on RF, is 144.220 upper sideband. John says it doesn't matter if you got a vertical or a horizontal, they'll hear you. So check that out, and if you ain't got the capabilities to do that, you can get in on Echolink. So on our Echolink, it's a 218858 is the node number, I believe. If it ain't, well, just search for WM9W, and that'll get you right there. Speaking of the repeaters, 220 Megahertz Guys Amateur Radio Club uses a couple repeaters. WM9W is the club call and the club repeater, and that's found at 224.520 megahertz, standard negative offset of 1600 kilohertz, and a PL tone of 110.9 hertz. That PL tone is a subaudible tone. It opens a squelch on our repeater so it can hear your radio. We also use KB9NTX as an affiliate. That's found at 224.3, same negative offset, same 110.9 PL. Both open repeaters, and you don't need, and they also have echo link capabilities on both of them there. That takes care of the obligatory announcements. We're not going to do swap and shop because who cares?